The dream is real.
Yeah, welcome to the safest place on earth. I call it Love Land. Y'all don't know what the joke is, but now you do. Look at, goddamn it, Kendra Taylor from Kansas City, looking like the lion from.
She the Wiz.
Give her a round of applause. She's beautiful. You back? Yes, I love the fluffy shoulders. I love the hair. Keep those round of applause going, ladies and gentlemen, for my number one resident doctor. That's right, Cheryl Sugar Ray Reed. Huh? You like that? Dr. Cheryl Sugar Ray Reed. Huh? 52 names you gave yourself. I ain't even had to give you no extra names. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to overtalk me. You're going to overtalk me at the beginning, and then you're just going to wait to say, hey, y'all. You know we can't start the show.
You overtalk me the whole episode. Watch.
That's what I do?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't Tiffany. But this is not the after show.
But it's the
Kitty
Burns show, so you
don't do
Tiffany.
Don't do
Tiffany. Yeah. Look, we had the live last week. I said, is Tiffany yelling or is it me?
It's how she talks.
That's just how she talks.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, this is how we talk, okay? On episode 81, we're going to be talking about the programming. Because a lot of you mother suckers is caught in the algorithm and you can't get out. You ever see the shit back in the day, the black hole, motherfucker just keep going and going. You can't even help yourself. You just listen to shit on the internets, which could totally be AI now. We're going to get into that. And you believe in the shit. Not only are you believing on it, you stop eating certain shit. You just doing things that you just don't even... you got something for it. But before we get there, Sugar, because I know you're excited. I'm excited. Kendra Face looks excited today. I'm so happy. She don't look like she's on any antidepressant drugs. I'm just playing. I love you. Sometimes... Antidepressant, you know, motherfuckers can't fix their face.
I'm drunk at all.
Ever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have a story. They always laughing at me. Who we supposed to buy from is the first thing before I get into episode 81, the programming. Who are we supposed to buy from? I need to know, ladies and gentlemen, because I swear for God, it seemed like everybody that you buy from ain't shit. Now listen, y'all know I've been a staunch supporter of my Tesla X. Come on, Coco. We love our Tesla, right? I drive that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I love the way it feel. It's heavy. I get the tax break. I ain't got to wait in no motherfucking lines. I don't smell like gas. All I got to do is put my hand sanitizer on after I plug that motherfucker up. I'm back to rolling. And ladies and gentlemen, Elon Musk ain't shit. He ain't shit. I just saw something in the news the other day where they laying off 5,900 workers in California somewhere in Nevada, right? And so I'm thinking to myself, well, shit, is the computer people taking over? Is the robots taking over? Because you can only imagine he's creating robots, y'all. I want y'all to follow me now. I'm going somewhere. He's creating robots to do human function. We already see assembly lines at the plant. We already seen, you know, Amazon and the way that they, you know, are doing this, you know, stuff. I mean, for delivery, now they drone this shit to your house. Y'all see that, right? So I just want to know one thing, because I'm hearing things about Starbucks. I don't know if I can give up that Impossible sandwich now. Okay. Or my shaking green tea, Trenta, 4 pumps of liquid cane. Okay. Or an occasional banana walnut loaf. Tastes like Jesus made it. Who are we supposed to buy from? And I'm asking y'all because it seems like to me that everybody ain't shit, supporting some shit that ain't shit, and just, it ain't shit.
I don't think there's anything that we can do about that. With me, I'm looking at the benefits I receive from my Tesla. And
right.
That is, I don't purchase gas. Gas is fluctuating throughout the day or every other day. I'm saving a lot of money that way. I save money on maintenance
because yes.
I don't have to have any of that. So I've added up. Within the time that I've had my Tesla, I've saved over $20,000.
Oh, wait, hold on. You got a whole spreadsheet, Kendra. You literally.
Yeah, I added up. I wanted to make sure that because something happened with my car and I had to get it fixed.
Right.
I'm like, well, I don't even care about spending $1,200 because look how much money I've saved over
right.
the years that I've had the car.
Right.
So anyway, I say that to say, even though Elon ain't shit, my pockets is getting fatter from me.
No, listen, you're saving money, and I get that. Because, let me give you a little air horn for that, baby, because you got that. You know, it's... it's a real thing when you can look at what you saved. Like, even like I'm thinking about the Cybertruck. Yes, I ordered the Cybertruck. I didn't mean to, but I love my Tesla X. And then I test drove the Cybertruck and I was like, oh shit, this shit heavy. Like my, my X, it looked, mysterious. Now, mind you, it ain't no Ferrari. It ain't no Rolls Royce. It ain't none of that, none of that type shit, which I don't really get off on that shit. I've had every car I've ever wanted and I just never wanted that. And I think that now I'm like, I get more looks at my Tesla X than I get in the Rolls Royce. Y'all see my paint job and what? Then the Tesla, the Cybertruck, it looked interesting in the motherfucker, and it's not gonna ever go out of style. So I don't know. I'm confused, sugar. Why are you tapping
and
your chin?
And it's bulletproof.
Yeah, and it's bulletproof.
You do live in Atlanta.
I listen, everybody, calm down. I don't have no enemies out here. Ain't nobody. Sugar, you're tapping your chin. What do you want to say, babe?
Trying to figure out how you say you didn't mean to order an entire vehicle. How does that work?
Yeah.
Can somebody insert the rewind sound right here?
Yeah. I like the joke. I ordered on accident saying that, like, I don't know if I'm going to get it or keep it, right? Because y'all got to see my new Renault project, by the way. I need an HGTV show because I'm really on fire. I'm enjoying this shit. I'm going to send y'all some video after the progress. But, I just got other shit I want to do. And I don't really drive. You know what I'm saying? And I love my Tesla. I'm going to stop saying that. But then who you supposed... Hey, what am I supposed to buy? I need a car partner. Any car partners out there that want to sponsor the Kenny Burns Show and want to give Sugar a car... Give Kendra a car and give Kenny Burns a car and maybe Tiffany if she keep acting right because she's on fire this week, then God damn it, pull up. Just pull up. Pull up. All right, y'all, let's get into the show. Episode 81.
NIL me, please.
Episode 81, the program, ladies and gentlemen, is the name of this episode. It's very important that we cover some of these topics because religion, ladies and gentlemen, is getting out of control. And I want to start in the Middle East. I am terrified. I was over there this past weekend, y'all. And big shout to Alvin Bowles, D Nice, Tony, the whole crew. I can't really talk about it because it was some other shit and it was amazing. But I want y'all to know I was scared. And I ain't gonna lie, because it's just so close to all the shit going on. Now, I want you to think about this. Where you gonna go in Europe, Spain, or North Africa that you're not gonna think about what's going on, because now Iran's involved, you know what I'm saying, in Israel, and what's going on in Gaza. Like, I just think it's gonna get out of control. And I think, we've talked about it, and we clearly are against any what seems to be genocide on a people. I mean, geez. I mean, they're wiping it out. Now, mind you, it's a small piece of land compared to an Iran, compared to a Saudi Arabia. But this is all backed by religious beliefs. Everything that's happening is based on religion. And then even this is what the problem I have with religion sometimes is that when you read the Bible, which I have not, I've heard excerpts. That's the student I was. I like the Cliff Notes. You see... about man type agendas. You see, like, man created, you know what I'm saying, things. You see man shit. Nah, it don't sound like God to me. My God, the big God has been, ooh, Lord, he just been rolling it out for me lately. Just the big God is the one, not the two. But it don't, this stuff seems like man, y'all, does it not? And I feel like we're being programmed by man, not God.
That's the whole thing about the construct of religion. So y'all know by now, if you have listened to any of these shows, I'm a PK. My dad is a retired pastor.
That's right.
But amen. I have never in my life ever been a person that was so tied to religion that I could not make my own way. So a lot of people that grew up in church felt like they just had to do this and had to do that.
Yeah.
I never really felt like that. Now, I was encouraged to do things. I definitely had to participate in certain stuff, but I did not feel forced.
Right.
And so I also was encouraged to build my own relationship with God. Right?
Yes.
So I think that that is the issue that we're having across the world and across nationalities, across countries, across gender, across everything.
Yeah.
People are building their relationship with whoever they serve on whatever they know. from what they got from other people instead of building it from what they have learned through their own life experience.
Yes, so, listen.
I just don't prescribe to the fact that everything is man-made, because I know my God.
No question.
Ain't no man able to do the things that my God can do.
No question.
So I think that it's wild that people just go by what other people say. So like, even if I'm listening to a sermon, don't you know I'm doubling back to read what they talking about just to make sure?
Hello?
Absolutely. And then if I don't understand, if it's somebody that I have access to, I'm going to be like, hey, can we talk about that? Absolutely. Because
right.
I'm not believing you. You're a man. You are a human being. You are fickle. You make mistakes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're perfect. I'm not going to hold you all on no pedestal. I'll be respectful.
Yeah.
But if I have a question and I feel like you are worthy of a conversation, I'm going to ask.
Listen, child, I just have so many questions, because our leaders in church, I just saw this and I got to say it. Jamal Bryant was sitting with the Brooklyn pastor the other day. And I guess they have an episode.
The Gucci guy?
The Gucci motherfucking guy. Okay? He's sitting with him and he starts off the thing with my brother. And listen, y'all, I want everybody to have the ability to come back from anything. I really do. But if you with the shit and you won't let go of the shit, we gotta let go of you. Listen, y'all, because that's the problem with the church. It be borderline every time. I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? Because like I'm, and I haven't watched the interview, but I know what this guy has done publicly, where he should not have a platform, because there's no, you did it. You got in trouble. You did it again. And then you put your hands on a woman in the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I seen you at the hip hop 50 in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium. You walked up on Tip. You know what I'm saying? On some aggressive shit. You with the shit, nigga.
He's a preacher gangster.
Man, listen, man. And one of my partners called me one time, man. We had talked about it on the podcast. We was like, yo, man, you know, I said, listen, I ain't got nothing against that man. He just shouldn't be a preacher. Mm-hmm. You can go hustle, scam, and do all the shit you want to do, but you can't be using God.
The black church raises $11 billion in tithes and offering a year. If you put all of those black churches together, they wouldn't make a Fortune 100 company. The smallest Fortune 100 company has revenues of $44 billion. That's Qualcomm. The largest Fortune 100 company is Walmart. It has revenues of $611 billion, which means that all of these black churches and all of these black preachers and all of these denominations don't make a single strong American corporation.
That's why we are in the programming phase we are with religion. You can't even trust preachers. We ain't gonna get into the fact that they fucking these kids and doing all types of wild shit. We're being programmed that our spiritual, we gotta take this from our spiritual leaders, our leaders that are supposed to be transferring the word and making it relatable to our everyday lives. This is the purpose of a pastor. You're not God. You don't have God abilities. You have orator abilities to help connect us with the word. Other than that, I don't give a fuck about what you got on. I don't give a fuck about what you driving. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. But we keep getting programmed that this is the way. We gotta support these people because they're not sent by God. They sent by Annie Mae and Billy Jenkins, former scammers, former this, that, and third, and they child doing the same motherfucking thing.
So early in my life, when I was a child, you know, our culture kind of dictates our religion because we're raised in.
Oh, shit. Sometimes you get prophetic now, Coco. I don't know if you're kidding right now, or Coco, but sometimes you just get a word tied in. That'd be like, hold up.
And so when you grow up in the church, like Southerners, most of them are Southern Baptists. And, you know, you were speaking about people messing with the kids. Usually those are Catholics. You know, just whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I grew up in a church and the preacher was scamming. And then he had a baby by somebody that was
Ooh, Lord.
The congregation.
Damn.
They fired him on a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to go. And then the people that went. And right there, that tainted me with religion.
Yeah.
Because then I started thinking, some of these people are not called to preach. And Some of these people are scamming the church, and they're doing it just to have money, because the church has become a business. That's what it is. You have pastors, and I'm not, listen, if you make your money however you make it, you writing books, whatever you got going on, you driving Rolls Royces. Back in the day, the pastor stayed in the neighborhood he was preaching in.
Listen.
If somebody was sick, he was coming to the house and praying over them on their sick bed.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they do that shit.
Listen, first of all, stop. Everybody calm down. Yeah. but priests, nuns, didn't get none. That was part of your motherfucking service. Am I lying? Did you not grow up? I went to Catholic school. No, but my point is, it's like we are being programmed that shit is all right now. No, I remember Catholic school. I remember the rules. I remember them tight motherfucking stuffy ass humans teaching us being fucking frustrated because they couldn't do shit. I remember. You feel me? And it just leads me to that last thing we had that time when I was talking about Bishop Funkenstein. Y'all ready for a sermon?
All right, now, damn, the church just to God, to be God-like right now, sit and listen to the pastor, because I was sent to you. Okay, so you should not only pay for my lifestyle, huh? You know who I'm fucking in the church. You know how I get down. I saw you, Miss Anime at Magic City the other night. You can't say shit to me about nothing because you got 13 kids. Okay, but Dr. Funkenstein, that's right, Bishop Dr. Funkenstein, Reverend the Third, should have the audacity to want more from y'all. Because that's what God wants you to do. God wants you to pay for my lifestyle. That Ferrari outside, that is a 2022. It is no way your pastor is supposed to be in a 2022. It's 2024.
You want a plane too?
In the plane, Mrs. Hello?
All right.
Okay, all right, sorry.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
So here's the problem. I, again, reiterate the fact that I was raised in church. However, what I realize and what I see is that, unfortunately, those scamming types get so much of the highlight that the people that are actually doing the work of God, the work of the Lord,
right,
that they are called to do, they get pushed to the back. So the highlight and the spotlight, that's what I want to use. The spotlight is on the scammer.
Yes.
But the thing is, those of us who have intuition, some people call it intuition, some people call it discernment, some people call it the Holy Ghost. When you got it, you got to call people out. I've been doing it since I was a child.
Come on, sugar.
And I will always do it. I will get up, and I literally was at a funeral, and this pastor was doing the absolute most over the body of somebody that I knew did everything she could for the church that she was a member of. Everything. Like, when she didn't have much, she tithed off what she had.
Right.
So he tried to make a joke about that, but when I know her, been knowing her my whole life, and I know that she was one of the first consistent tithers in the church.
Yeah.
And you getting up here making a joke. Y'all know I almost went up there and went off, right?
Yeah, as you should.
My mom was like, Cheryl. So I got up and I walked clean out that church. And I said, now, Daddy, Mother, if he comes over to the family house, y'all either tell me so I can leave,
right,
or watch me beat him.
That's right.
Because you don't, that's
don't
the
put your hands on nobody's shoulder.
That's the, And I will take these little earrings off. You see how quick that came off? So, yeah, no, like, I don't play about stuff like that. So when I have friends that feel however they feel about a church setting,
right,
it makes me sad, because I know that's not the vast majority of people that are leading. And that's not the vast majority of the people. But unfortunately, they are getting the spotlight. Like Brooklyn pastor, whatever, wherever he was, New York dude, he ain't nobody.
No,
he ain't talking about nothing. He ain't nobody. No shade.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the interview with him and he and Jamal Bryant, but Pastor Bryant teeters on too much to me. But I think that the more I listen to him recently, the more he is taking accountability for the things that he has done that have not been popular.
Yeah, I like Jamal.
I have a question.
Yeah, but I want to say that I like Jamal. So I'm not going at Jamal. I just don't know why he interviewed him. There are some people, there are some people that, to your point, you had issues with the way Pastor Bryant preaches sometimes. And the thin lines he walks, right? We talked about it before, but at the same time, that don't help your cause. That don't help, you know what I mean? It's who you affiliated with in life, right? Who you surround yourself with, right? And that's the thing. It's like, but it's almost, you know what I'm saying, some type of benefit involved, some type of circumstantial transaction, it feel like to me, when people like that get together, because Jamal ain't need that. New Birth is enough. His following supports him, rides with him. So I just, you know, and I'm not getting into him. Again, I like him as a person, but I just didn't understand that interview. But what was you about to say, Coco?
I was just trying to figure out why the bishop was at Diddy's party.
Oh, shit!
What y'all think that was saying?
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
One in eight, that's how many people have worked at McDonald's and where some have continued their career. Where graduates of McDonald's Career Online High School program are now role models leading the next generation. Where aunties, uncles, cousins, and communities learn skills they can use in every aspect of life.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
One in eight have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the culture man, Kenny Burns. You know I'm talking about the dream with motherfucking random. I'm talking fast. I'm going to get all these points out in 30 seconds. You have to do me a favor. You have to go to your favorite platform where you listen to the Kenny Burns Show, a.k.a. TKBS, and I need you to download the episodes. We cannot be number one if you don't download. Number two, I need you to write a comment. I don't know why the hell I have a 4.8 on Spotify and I have 5 stars on Apple. Let's make it even. I love you in real life. Stay tuned. We have more TKBS on the way. Peace.
The dream is real.
Calling all superheroes. That's right. Coca-Cola and Marvel are teaming up to release limited edition Coca-Cola products featuring your favorite Marvel characters. Collect them all to assemble your own Marvel universe and be sure to scan your Coca-Cola for a chance to win super-powered prizes and unlock powerful AR experiences. But act fast, fans. These collectibles won't last long. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the U.S. and D.C. who are 13 and up. Ends on June 30th, 2024. Visit Coke.com/Marvel24 for official rules. TKBS Nation, you can't claim no good flavor if you aren't claiming the McCrispy as your go-to chicken sandwich. Two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy tender chicken. You know I'm a pickle person, and on my delicious and juicy McCrispy between those buttered buns, my pickle game is strong. You smell it? It's calling me now. I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that fresh McCrispy. I like it hot. And ladies and gentlemen, if you see me eating my McCrispy and I have crispy remnants of chicken in my beard, keep it moving. My only goal is to finish my juicy tender McCrispy, my fries, and my chocolate shake. I guess the word is out. Get yours today. TKBS Nation, we've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone. If only you had Discover Card. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Kendra, I ain't gonna lie to you though, and Sugar, to your point, the majority of what we see is that though. You don't see no pastors that are doing God's work for real being promoted. All you see is the bullshit. And that's the problem what I had with the programming of religion, because it's making people not believe no more. You thought it was a thing like, oh, no, people aren't going to church as much anymore. And the people that they do got their hold on, they bleeding them dry. And it's showing the real intent in a lot of these churches on what the mission is. It ain't to get you to heaven and have you do community work and be solid and did the foundational things. It's what they could get out you. And it's sad.
Unfortunately, a lot of times people operate under somebody that I used to work for used to bring this to our attention. He said, you cannot keep tuning into the radio station WIIFM. What's Hello? In it for me?
What's in? Hold on. Round of applause. You are jeez. What the fuck?
I mean, because unfortunately, that's what happens. And I stopped going to church for a very long time. Mm-hmm. A very long time. But my relationship did not change.
Yeah. Well, God.
But my dad just went through a very serious health scare. Yeah. And I said, oh, sis, you need to go back to church.
No.
So I've been going back and I feel good because I see that the community work is being done. I see that people are being uplifted. I see that people that need help are being helped. So, like, when I am in a situation where I'm like that, I'm good. Now, when I see some foolishness, I'm out.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I want to just say that I think we all need to be more like evangelists of God and spreading the word of God and leading by example, I think is the best way to do that. And that's what I mean by becoming an evangelist. You don't have to be prophetic and, you know, give me scriptures every day, but let's lead by example. Let's help somebody every day. Let's put something in the air that's positive and help someone every day. Let's not keep taking from each other. How about that? You know what I'm saying? With no reward in sight. Some people don't have it to play with. Hello? And y'all taking these people money, y'all doing things, and it's just not fair. And so I think if we all become the evangelists and we all are spreading these messages like we do on TKBS to try to uplift, and we curse, yes, we curse, call me the cursing pastor. Yes, we have fun. Yes, we talk about things that might involve people and their names, but we are trying to get to a point. It is a purpose in our points. Yeah! Oh, let me get my air horn. Where's my air horn? I love you too. Ladies and gentlemen, entertainment. We cover this often. And I saw a picture of Sexy Red that was so disgusting the other day. I'm sorry. She's going to be my muse until she either fix it or we get rid of her. She has some bad draws on, y'all. And the problem with my whole thing in this entertainment shit, y'all, it's laughable now. It's laughable now. I saw Sexy Red at Live Nightclub. Mike Gardner, please, please, brother. You are from the air. You are cut from the cloth. I can't see no shit like that, Lee. And when I looked at the crowd looking at her in the video, they was like, does she have on a dollar store one piece? Like, they really were like, you getting money now. Like, they were looking at her. And so that lets me know that it's programming. Don't nobody really fuck with her. Look at her draws. She had on bad draws in the crack of her ass. Now listen, we getting off of religion, going right in the crack of asses with bad draws. But
you went.
Yeah, no, but it's right, real, because it's not real. It's real because it's not real, sugar. This shit had me fucked up. I'm looking at this like, look at her underwear. Oh my God. And then she got Sexy tattooed under that cheek. She ain't sexy. She looked dirty, nasty. It looked like it smelled like bacteria disease.
Oh.
No, listen. Listen to me, but they promoting that. Get what I'm saying? Even if it wasn't Sexy Red, if you see this visual constantly, you hearing this message constantly, you're being programmed. I'm looking at the live crowd. Show it again, Tiffany. I'm looking at the live crowd. They are looking at her like,
ew.
And yeah, you got some phones, but it's more like, what's she about to do that's so ignorant that I could put up on the internet and get people continuously to be programmed and brainwashed? It don't even look real no more. Where are we?
I think people try to normalize what they want to see as real. Like, she's giving the real, like, I just came from the trenches and I'm making it. But she's not getting polished along the way. So, like, but Cardi B was a little bit like that. And then she started getting more polished and
Ex- great point, but I gotta say this about Sexy Red, because I do not like this motherfucker. She was in a car smoking weed. What's gonna happen to the regular motherfucker driving by smoking a blunt with the top down so the police can see him? Y'all all seen the motherfucking meme the other day. The dude was in the motherfucking little three-wheel joint. He smoking. He don't see the police right there. Police right up on him. What you think happening to y'all when this shit don't get checked? And you continuing to be dysfunctional. 2 weeks ago, I was trying to give you some grace, Sexy Red. 2 weeks ago, I was trying to give Kodak Black some grace. But we fought. We going to hell. This shit is going to hell in a handbasket. And guess what, y'all? Think about this, entertainment people. All you people that signed this bullshit again, you do not have the same chances to do over. You don't have a do-over. You're not gonna have a do-over. You're not, because guess what? The music business is making more money than they ever made. Ever. This is the latest report. They're making more money than they ever made, but they just fired more people than they ever fired at one time. Back to the Tesla thing. Tesla is the number one car company in the electric vehicle space, and they fired 5,900 motherfuckers? Oh, we dumb. Oh, we so dumb. And you know what the gangster shit is? You are getting rid of a form of music. Okay, I'ma hold you. I want y'all to hold that like a sack of balls. Hold that like a sack of balls. you goofy motherfuckers. You are, she said, okay, this motherfucker here, you gonna get you some air. She said, okay, she, After Dark with Kendra Taylor is coming soon, and it's gonna have a little green friends only sign in the corner. But I'm telling y'all, a form of music that made us millionaires and billionaires about to go bye-bye. Travis Scott ain't no rapper, he's a rock star. Playboi Carti ain't no rapper, he's a rock star. Lil Uzi Vert, I don't know what he is because he had a fucking Birkin bag. Yeah, it don't matter, but he's a rock star. I get that. I get that. I don't get this drug. Help me, Sugar Kendra, please. Because I don't.
What?
It's evident. You just saw the video. They looking at Sexy Red holding the cameras waiting for a train wreck, not a song.
Well, I don't want to look at her, but her music it be bopping. I don't ever want to look at her, but it just bops. But anyway, I think that people want...
No, Sugar, no. What is a bop, Sugar?
Get it, Sexy. Is it not?
Is she sexy?
No, this is not...
End the fucking story. What are we...
I ain't looking at that lady. I'm listening to it in the gym.
Okay, I love it. Oh.
So here's the thing for me. Honestly, people want to see real people.
Yes.
And unfortunately, she is the representation of real people because everybody else is plastic.
You right. No, hold on, Sugar.
Everybody else is plastic. Sexy just looks like she needs a big sister, a mentor, somebody to help her exfoliate, go to an esthetician. You know, just some self-care. Yeah, she looks like she's using hard water.
She looks like she stank. Yeah.
Flint.
Yeah, she looks like she don't have no running water in her village.
Shade to the girl because I don't know her, but she needs somebody to help her. When you don't know better, you don't do better.
No, I feel
and
you.
It doesn't matter how much access you have. If you don't have nobody telling you you're not doing right, you're going to keep doing what you're doing.
No, listen, I am applause for that. Yeah. I love that. Yes, amen. But I want to say, I just saw some zombies when I was on the way to the show. Y'all see them in my gym clothes. All right, I couldn't even change. I was looking at these kids, man, and they be getting so high, so young.
Oh.
No, listen to me. Back in the day, you see a motherfucker, he look smoked out. It'd be 1 out of 20. It's every other motherfucking kid is getting high. My kids in fucking high school was telling me, and I'm Kenny Burns. I think I'm all knowledgeable, knowing. They said that every NBA player smokes weed. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, everybody smokes weed. Like, weed is like a fucking, it's like a shaking green tea from Starbucks. Like, everybody gets it. No, I'm serious. And it's disturbing because the babies don't have no, I'ma get high, relax, do something. I'ma get high till I die. That's how they looking. They look burnt. I just saw zombies. And the only thing, I was in my car, you know, I got them tents, so nobody know I'm in my car. They walking up to my car looking at the paint job. And they look crazy as shit. Like if I had a pistol in my car, it would have been on my lap. Cause that's how they look. I didn't know if they was gonna come. They look like Night of the Living Dead.
I'm sorry, they don't even know what they are ingesting. That's the biggest issue for me. Is I know that they're going to try things because, you know, they just get younger and younger and younger, man, when they start experimenting. But they don't know where they're getting things from.
The weed.
They don't know what, right, and they don't know if it's laced. They don't know if it has been, they don't know anything. They will literally see something, pick it up, and try to smoke it. I had a student last year that did that. And guess what? When it tested positive for...
fentanyl.
Yes.
No, hold on. These kids, Sugar,
are dying, like
Kendra,
straight up dying.
These people are promoting weed that has crystals, white crystals on it. What weed you ever seen got white crystals on it? Listen to what I'm saying. They're smoking fucking crack. This shit ain't real. Like, listen, man, and I'm all for
it. It ain't my mama's new weed. It ain't my mama's.
It ain't our weed.
Can smell like this.
It ain't our weed, Kendra. Our age. It ain't our weed. The weed we saw growing up, it ain't that. This designer shit, when a motherfucker gonna tell you indica, sativa, all these different strains, and they gonna tell you all type things to get you high, bring you low. We ain't had that. Smoke weed. Back in the day, smoke weed or don't smoke weed. It was grown this way. Now they got all this science that's trying to get you higher. Look at this fucking Dr. Sugar about to pass out over that lab.
I ain't never done weed.
You ain't never done weed?
She said I ain't never done weed.
School, I tried it, but it made me feel stupid, so I never did it.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to talk about, we got two more topics to cover before we get out of here. Education. And to your point, Sugar, people are not being educated and they don't want to learn no more. This microwavable society has everybody at the push of a button genius. They're at the push of a button genius. They want to just, you know what I'm talking about? And it's disturbing because, like, even me, it's things I still misspell. At 51, let's just go on and just be honest. This shit I misspell. Shit that I should know how to spell. But ladies and gentlemen, that's human shit. But these motherfuckers, nowadays, they don't know how to work, let alone spell. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to, you know, improve relationships, grow relationships. I'm talking about things that all stem from education. Because if you knew better, if you literally knew better, wouldn't you do better, Sugar? And you're an educator. Kendra, you're a former educator. And I know, Sugar, you talk about your students on this show a lot. I mean, not directly, but you kind of give a, you know, feeling about what you're going through, how your disappointments are as far as what you're trying to teach, which is versus what they're trying to accept from you to teach. And then to your point, they know every, what do you fucking know? It's terrifying. Is sex talk?
They text talk.
Oh, text talk. Yeah, I was about to say, what part of the show is this, Kendra?
Is the way they spell and the way that they talk, because they don't know how to communicate. When they turn in papers, the way they spell is like if I was reading a text message. No, sir. Take this back. I need you to spell that out. And like you said, they don't know how to spell, and a lot of them don't know how to read because they came up in a world of electronics.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to read a lot of books. A lot of the schools took books out.
Yeah.
We had to use like programs on the computer. So it's I wouldn't necessarily say that it's all the way the kids' fault. It's the whole village fault. It's
no
the
question.
Education system fault. It's the parents' fault. And it's the kids that's not investing in their education as well.
Because they don't believe in the big God too. The big guy, even if you wasn't a super religious person or grew up as a PK or in the church, you still knew that you some things you're going to think about before you did them, because the big God is present. The big God don't like ugly.
Or your mama.
No. But then it was, then my point, after God, it was your mama and or daddy that you thought about before you made decisions. Big mama like, oh. And now I just don't think they have that structure no more. And then the parents, right? And we get on them at times. The parents, they cool with the shit. It's almost like you're trying to be such a good friend to your child that you're not parenting them. I just had a conversation. I'm glad I'm growing into real relationships, friendships with my children. But I snap into parent mode every time I see something wrong. And I told Jessica the other day, like, I'm not here to be all the time, yeah. Because if some shit is wrong, if I'm thinking something going to happen to my child, if I don't say something about it, because that's the way I parent. I parent like, you going to go outside, get your motherfucking head bust. Let me save you from that head bust. Let me save you from dealing with some street niggas you don't know nothing about. Let me save you from, you know what I'm saying? And even with my sons, as far as dealing with people, these coaches, you know what I'm saying? You got to assert yourself in life. These youngins don't, and I'm not saying my youngins, because I'm telling them how to assert them. So I'm giving them, if I got to write the text so you can push in, I'm doing all that. Because they going to have to deal with it when I'm not around. So they going to go back and study that motherfucker and repeat and regurgitate. Or they, you know what I'm saying? But you got to put people in positions to win. These kids are not in positions to win. Nobody's educating them, giving them no game that they studying, practicing, or preaching. But I want to go into politics real quick, y'all. Because it's a hell of a year in front of us. I don't know if y'all are checking the temperature out, but Donald Dump is either going to jail or something drastic is going to happen. I don't know if he's going to make it to the race. What is scaring me, this is scaring me, and I need y'all to hear me. This is the programming. What's going to happen if Donald Dump doesn't get to run for president? I don't know if y'all paying attention to the trial in New York, which is a small trial. He ain't even got to the big money down here in Georgia. with the tampering, which I think is the signed, sealed, delivered. You saw last week, they said it's a gag order on this motherfucking 2 seconds because he said some shit, you know what I'm saying, about the people on the thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just want y'all to get prepared. Y'all keep acting like there's choices. There are no choices. Tiffany just shared this thing that showed all the politicians that have been president that were Republican and that were Democrat. If you're going by statistics on who did what, Biden is leading everybody. Let's stay focused. Every Republican president of the last however many decades has taken us into the oblivion with debt, has taken us into the oblivion with repealing constitutions. Constitutional rights like Roe v. Wade. They have fucking taken us into oblivion. So you better get focused. All right? There's no options. It's not two of the lesser evil. Joe Biden is not evil. Joe Biden was in the era when he was part of these laws that crack came on. And if you wasn't around, then shut the fuck up. If you were not around in them days watching your grandmother, your mother, and your sister on crack, I'm not talking about mine, I'm just saying this how drastic it was. You wasn't there. You wasn't in Washington, D.C., a 10-mile by 10-mile city that was the murder capital in the world. How is a 10-mile by 10-mile district, not even a city, the murder capital in the world? You weren't around. So you can't say what needed to be done. You were not there. And I think by joining forces with Obama and what he's doing now, how many of you black folk is benefiting from that motherfucking repeal on that college money? Huh? Tiffany just raised her hand. That's 1 out of 4 right now. So if 1 out of 4 of you motherfuckers benefiting from something, you don't think something working? The economy is back. Donald Trump was spending the money. He was putting us further in debt. The only people making money were people with money. Them stimulus check, I'm tired of the stimulus check. It wasn't no money. You bought some Gucci, some Louis, it was gone. So I, you know, we got to get focused, man. I want to know your opinion on that.
I have a problem when people focus in on things that are not focus worthy. So you make it
child, you be talking.
So I just, when people start doing that, sometimes I just feel like they're not worth me talking to because they already have a fixed mindset. Mm. So if you don't have a growth mindset, we don't have to have a conversation.
Oof.
Because the thing is, whenever you have that kind of a mindset, you are closed off to any, you are closed off to anything that is not what you think. And I don't like to have conversations with people that don't want to listen.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to listen, you go on over there.
Yeah.
But we don't need you voting for somebody else.
No, listen, you said a mouthful, child. Round of applause. Way to use that mouth. Kendra, you're so goddamn nasty. But guess what? I'm not listening to Sexy Red. Okay, come on, Kendra. Give me something. You ain't got shit to give me? All right. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to create this, the program in episode 81. And the way that we need to talk about it, I didn't want to, you know, we said some of this stuff before, but I think these four pillars are the main pillars and the problem when it comes to programming our communities: religion, entertainment, education, and politics. And they're all vital for our existence. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how many people are employed in the entertainment business that are black and brown? But yet you're destroying a form of music. Do you know how important God is? And you making people not want to believe. Do you know how important education is for the future? And these motherfuckers are dumb. It rocks. And this political thing, you can keep, you know, talking about it don't mean nothing. Your vote don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Listen to me. You want to live in a dictator regime? Keep it going. Because guess what? The next Donald Trump is in training right now. And he got disciples. He got motherfuckers burning themselves up outside of courtrooms. Crazy. Listen, burning themselves up outside of courtrooms crazy. And you talking about politics don't matter? Why you think people fight so hard for it? Why you think all these senators that make $200,000 a year, $175,000 a year are multi-millionaires? Nancy Pelosi worked because she was getting so much motherfucking money till she's 80. So that's why she worked to 80-something. Y'all got to understand the game, y'all. This thing called life is a game that must be played. or it will play you. All right, as we get up out of here, I just want to send y'all. Yeah, you like that? Oh, shit, me.
Yeah.
You rubbing off on me.
I like that.
Yeah. They was on Kendra's shimmy looking down at her titty. That's a whole. Cut it out.
I was really looking at my shoulder, but you know, whatever.
Okay. It went with it.
Okay, all right. We'll take this back to your communities. Have conversations. It's important to join the nation. Tell everybody to join the nation. Go to your favorite platform. Like everything. Comment on how it make you feel. Y'all be in these conversations, in these conversations in the comments and on our lives, going ham sandwich with admiration. We need that on these platforms. That's how we grow, and that's how we can keep coming, bring you this good word. Kendra Burns, can you take us out of here?
Yeah.
Yes.
1-2-3.
1-800.
The Dream.
1-800.
Oh my
Kendra
God.
Got the goods. The Dream is real. Rolling of the tongue. All right, there.
The dream is real.